So as we settle into this yoga nidra this evening, as we begin to explore feelings and emotions, know that feelings and emotions are messengers. They simply provide us with information. We're learning to acknowledge and welcome the legitimacy and the necessity of our feelings and emotions as feedback messengers. We want to get proficient at recognizing the various types of feelings and emotions. And we want to come to an attitude that all emotions are to be welcomed and understood, rather than repressing them or denying them, or even in some cases, letting them be expressed. Think of feelings and emotions as waves of energy. Not good or bad, just a movement in awareness of energy. As the body begins to settle into its support, come to your heart's deepest desire. What are you longing for in this moment, in this session of Yoga Nidra? What has brought you to this class? Let that heart's deepest desire, that longing, express itself as a fact, as something that's already present here and now. See yourself as an embodiment of this deepest desire. We've been working and building on an inner resource. Can you recall that inner resource? Conjure it up in your imagination. Bring in all the sights, the sounds, the sensations, the tactile sensations, the smells. The sense of touch. Notice who's there with you, or what's surrounding. And as you feel intently this inner resource, feel the whole body flooded with this sense of peace that, you're here. My place of refuge, my sanctuary. This inner resource as an embodied feeling. Bring your attention to your mouth. Become aware of the tongue resting in the mouth. Feel that groove on the top of the tongue. Let that groove deepen and broaden And be aware of the sensations on the roof of the mouth, the right side wall of the mouth, the left side wall of the mouth. Be aware of the sensations on the floor of the mouth. And come to the ears, the ear canals, the inner ears, the outer ears, welcoming all the sounds into your hearing. Bring attention to the eyes, feeling the bony structure surrounding each eye, feeling the eyeballs. Let the eyes sink gently back into the skull and down towards the heart center. Become aware of the nose, the movement of breath in the nostrils, watching the effortless flow of the breath. The breath effortlessly flowing up and down that smooth, hollow tube. Be aware of the whole face, the edges of the face, the cheekbones, the lower jaw. Feel the whole face filled with sensation, lit up with sensation. And become aware of the skull, the back of the skull, the crown of the skull, the right side of the skull, the left side of the skull, the whole skull. Feel the scalp covering the skull. Let the scalp become tingly with sensation, glistening or glimmering with sensation. Feel as if you've stepped out into a bright, sunny, hot afternoon. Feel the warmth of the sun on the skull, on the scalp, on the whole face. Be aware of the whole head, face, skull, scalp. The whole face, head, filled with sensation. And take your awareness to the back of the neck. Feel the back of the neck from the base of the skull to the top of the shoulders. And follow a line of sensation from the base of the neck across the top of each shoulder to the outer edge of each shoulder. Be aware of both arms, the right arm and the left arm. Be aware of the palm of the left hand, the fingers of the left hand, the back of the left hand. Be aware of the palm of the right hand, the back of the right hand, the fingers of the right hand. Be aware of both hands and all 10 fingers simultaneously. Be aware of both arms from fingertips to shoulder tips, both arms filled with sensation. And become aware of the torso, the whole front of the torso, from the breastbone to the pubic bone, the front ribs, the belly. And feel the back of the torso, the shoulder blades, the back ribs, the kidney region beneath the rib cage, the back of the pelvis, the sacrum, tailbone, the right buttock cheek, the left buttock cheek. Be aware of the floor of the pelvis. Feel the whole torso, front of the torso and back of the torso. The whole torso lit up with sensation. The whole torso glowing, filled with light. And become aware of the legs. Feel both legs from the hip joints deep in the pelvis to the sole of each foot. Be aware of the thighs, front and back, the knee joints, the lower legs, the ankle joints. Feel both feet and all 10 toes simultaneously. Be aware of the instep of each foot, the right foot, the instep of the left foot. Feel the base of each heel, the left foot and the right foot. Feel both feet together. Feel both legs from the soles of the feet to the hip joints. Feel the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. And become aware of the space around the body. Feel the space to the left of the body, the space to the right of the body, the space beneath the body, the space above the body. Feel the space above the crown of the head, the space beneath the soles of the feet. Feel the whole space feeling surrounding the body feeling. And come back to feel the whole body feeling, this whole global body feeling. Then let the body feeling move into the space feeling. The space feeling move into the body feeling. Coming to this place of pure being, this place of open spaciousness. This place that does not change. And I invite you to come back to the body, this global body feeling. And invite in sensation. Can you feel a sense of weight or heaviness or density somewhere in your body? When you hear those words, notice where you're spontaneously drawn to, feeling weight, density, heaviness. Can you feel that fully? Experience that sense of heaviness fully in a place in the body that you've identified. explore that, the edges, the center. Does it have a shape? Does it have a color? Experience it fully. And then can you find its opposite, a sense of lightness? When you hear the word lightness, where in your body can you feel a sense of lightness? Come to that place in the body and experience fully this feeling sensation of lightness. Maybe lightness isn't the word that comes when you think of the opposite of heavy or weight. If lightness isn't the word, find the word that suits you best, or just find its opposite without needing to label it. Experience that sense of lightness fully in the body. So it's an embodied feeling. And then at some point, go back to this sense of weight, heaviness. Experience that fully. And then I invite you to go back and forth from the sense of weight, where you feel that in the body, to the location where in the body where you feel lightness. In your own time, going back and forth. And at some point, can you feel the two sensations, these two feelings simultaneously? Feel them at the same time, heaviness and lightness. Feel the two together and notice what you experience. Notice if any emotions are arising. If you're feeling an emotion arise, can you be with that emotion, welcome that emotion, locate it in the body, feel it. If an emotion isn't rising, I invite you to feel somewhere in your body where you feel this sense of interest or interested. Maybe curiosity. Can you feel somewhere in your body where you're interested? Let that become an embodied feeling. And can you find its opposite, boredom? Can you locate boredom in the body? Sometimes it may be helpful to recall a time or an experience when you actually were feeling boredom, and then immediately let that become an embodied feeling. That memory will take you back to a body feeling, then come to that place. Let that sense of boredom be fully felt. Feeling it, the shape, the edges. And then go back to this feeling of interest or being interested. Feel that going back and forth. Or whatever emotion you first identified, can you find its opposite? going back and forth between the two, fully embodying this emotion as a feeling in the body. And then at some point, hold the two together. Feel and experience these two emotions simultaneously, these two feelings that have been labeled as an emotion. Feel them simultaneously and notice what you experience. Can you find a place in the body where there's this feeling of being satisfied? Let that feeling arise. Locate that feeling of satisfied or satisfaction in the body. And then find its opposite, maybe the opposite being frustrated. Can you find this feeling of frustration in the body? Locate that in the body. Let that become an embodied experience. Notice how the mind might want to go into a story about being frustrated. Let that go. Recognize that as a thought. And come back to this place in the body where you feel this frustration. And then in your own time, when this is totally embodied, go back to the feeling of satisfied. Feel that totally, going back and forth from satisfied to frustration. And at some point, feel the two simultaneously. Feel satisfied and frustration at the same time, and notice your experience. Know that every feeling and emotion and a belief co-arises with its complementary opposite. We hold all opposites in our bodies. When a feeling or an emotion arises, can you find its opposite? Feel that in the body. Go back to the first emotion or feeling. Feel that. Exploring any emotion or a feeling that arises in the moment as you go through your day, the rest of the day, the rest of the week. Locating those feelings and emotions as they arise, locating them in the body, feeling it as a body. At this point, it's not necessary to go into questioning. Yes, this is a messenger. Don't get hung up on that. Just feel it as a body experience. And if the message comes to you, fine. But don't be stuck in needing to acquire something from that. Just stay in the feeling, and the answer will come to you at some point, or not. Maybe it's not ready to be revealed at this point. Can you slowly come back to the breath? This movement of the breath, this effortless flow of the breath. Feel this breath arising in awareness. This breath arising from this place that does not change. Watching the breath dissolve back into this place that does not change. Know that both that which does not change and that which does change both arise in awareness. Can you feel them both simultaneously? This place that does not change, and this place that does change. Feel the two together. Can you come back to that heartfelt desire? Let that heartfelt desire bubble up and express itself. Expressing itself as an obvious fact. Feeling, seeing yourself as that obvious fact. How could we have missed it? Let that be an embodied feeling. And as you begin to move, coming out of this experience of Yoga Nidra, watch the movements unfold from awareness. Watch the body moving, hands, feet, arms, legs. Watch the body as it rolls onto its side, watching from this place of awareness. As the eye bags fall off and the eyes gently open, watch the light coming into awareness, unfolding in awareness itself. Watch the room light up. And as you're ready, using your arms, push yourself up to a comfortable seated position. As you come to sitting, just check in. Is awareness still there? This ends the session of Yoga Nidra. Bringing the hands together, gazing softly at the fingers. Breathe in with ease and out with gratitude. Namaste.